Just to show you how out of kilter things are in Lubbock and its city council, the big issue before the council is a tobacco, not smoking, but tobacco and nicotine ban. Not new, you say? Yes, but Lubbock already has a smoking ban, among the oldest in the state. So why is the issue back before the council? Because radical left-wingers have decided that it's their job to use government to tell people what they can and can't do in their own property. And don't for a moment think this new proposal is about the health of others. A KCBD-TV report contained this line. If the ordinance is passed, it would outlaw the smoking of cigarettes, e-cigarettes, and the use of snuff and chewing tobacco in public places. Yep, snuff and chewing tobacco. But wait, there's more. The ordinance would make it illegal to smoke in your own car while waiting in line at McDonald's, the bank, the pharmacy, or anywhere with the service window, including a toll taker at the airport parking lot, even if your window's rolled up. It even makes it illegal to smoke in one's own home if a business service is rendered therein, such as the plumber coming by or the UPS man having you sign for a package in your doorway. Liberal council members Latrell Joy and Floyd Price favor it. Victor Hernandez and Jim Gehrelt are the swing votes who haven't said which way they'll go. Citizens who favor fair laws and civic sanity need to be present today, Thursday the 23rd of October, at the Lubbock City Council meeting beginning at 5:15 p.m. And the backers of this Stalin-like ordinance, especially lawyer Matthew Harris, should be held in contempt by every true American. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.